Imagine an AI that doesn't just, react. Imagine it really gets the world. It anticipates, it plans, it almost has this gut feeling for how things will play out.
Like it can seek good fortune and avoid disaster almost intuitively.
Exactly. What if AI could build its own internal mind world to simulate all that? Oh, it sounds like sci-fi, but it's becoming very real, very fast. And the key tech here is called world models.
So for this deep dive, that's our mission, to really get into what world models are. Why are they suddenly this huge next frontier in AI? How do they actually work? And, where are we seeing them pop up? And importantly, who are the big players, the tech giants pushing this forward? We're basing all this on the source materials you shared.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Where do we start? Well, maybe with the big picture. We're seeing this major shift in AI, right? NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang talks about it a lot. We've had perception AI, then generative AI, agentic AI.
And now the focus is shifting again.
Yeah, to physical AI. And this isn't just about crunching data or making images. This is about AI truly perceiving, understanding, and interacting with the physical world around us.
Think robots, self-driving cars, things that need to operate safely and effectively out here with us.
Exactly, making sure they act as they should, stop when they shouldn't. It's a fundamental change in what AI can do. It's not just in the server room anymore, is it?
No, and that's precisely why world models are becoming so critical right now. For AI to make that jump into the physical world effectively, well, it needs an internal simulation of that world first.
An internal map, sort of.
Sort of, yeah, but a dynamic one. This internal model lets the machine think, predict, plan, even create in ways that start to look a lot like how we humans process things. It's the bridge between AI's digital home and our physical reality.
That makes sense. And, when we talk about world models, it helps to think about our own brains, right? Human mental model.
Oh, definitely. Things like opportunity cost or the 80-20 rule, or even just how you instinctively know how hard to throw a ball.
Right. Our brain takes in all this sensory stuff and builds these little small-scale models of reality. That's how we understand what's going on and simulate what might happen next.
Like a driver reacting instantly in traffic, or a baseball player timing their swing just right.
And crucially, a lot of that isn't conscious calculation step by step. It feels intuitive, doesn't it? It comes from that internal simulation.
Exactly. Which leads to the big question. How does AI get that kind of intuition? Well, for AI, a world model is essentially a type of generative model. Its job is to learn the underlying rules, the sort of physics of an environment.
Okay.
And then, this is the really cool part, it can simulate future states of that environment. It builds its own internal world.
Wow. So it can practice inside its own head, basically.
Precisely. It can self-train, test strategies, predict outcomes, all within this virtual space before it ever tries something in the real, messy, potentially dangerous world.
The benefits seem obvious then. Much faster learning, better planning.
Absolutely. More efficient learning, much better planning, and decision-making that feels closer to, human intuition. Plus, it often uses unsupervised training. It learns from raw data without needing labels for everything. It compresses complex information and figures out what works in simulation, then transfers that knowledge to the real world. This whole internal simulation thing, it effectively gives AI a kind of imagination, a planning brain.
A planning brain. I like that. And you mentioned this isn't brand new. The ideas have been around for, what, a decade? With things like RNNs, recurrent neural networks.
The groundwork has been laid over years. Which brings us to, how are they actually built? What's the architecture look like inside this planning brain?
Right. What are the components?
It's usually modular, which is key for handling complex tasks. Typically, you see three core parts working together. First, the visual model, often called V.
Okay, V, seeing the world.
Seeing and understanding. It often uses things like variational autoencoders, VAEs, to take in massive amounts of visual data, like video feeds, and compress it down. It filters out the noise, keeping only the essential, meaningful bits.
So it's not just a camera, it's an intelligent filter condensing what matters.
Exactly. Then second, you have the memory model, or M. This part often uses those RNNs you mentioned, or maybe newer transformer architectures. Its job is to understand how things change over time.
Temporal dynamics, right? Predicting the future based on the past.
Precisely. It simulates how the environment evolves and figures out the likely consequences of different actions.
Okay, so V sees and condenses, M predicts the future. What's the third part?
That's the controller, C. This is the strategic part. It uses the simulations generated by V&M to figure out the best course of action, the most efficient strategy to achieve a goal.
Ah, so this is where the decision-making happens, based on those internal dreams.
You got it. And the beauty is, this avoids all that slow, costly, sometimes dangerous trial and error in the real world. The AI can run countless virtual rehearsals. V&M get better at predicting the world. C gets better at making intuitive decisions within that predicted world. It's a really powerful synergy.
That modular design makes a lot of sense. So, okay, this sounds incredibly powerful theoretically, but where is it actually making a difference now? What are the applications?
Oh, they're already quite diverse and making a real impact. Hmm. A big one is reinforcement learning in gaming. Remember that paper by Ha and Schmidhuber called World Models?
Vaguely, yeah. They taught AI to play games.
Right, games like Car Racing and VizDoom. But instead of just learning by trial and error in the game itself, the AI used its internal world model to predict what would happen next and simulate different strategies. It learned much faster and more effectively.
Okay, that makes sense for games. What about the real world?
Well, self-driving car technology is a huge area. World models let these cars go way beyond just reacting to sensor data. They can simulate different traffic scenarios, predict what other drivers might do, anticipate changes.
And plan routes or maneuvers much more proactively.
Exactly. It's about anticipating hazards, not just reacting to them.
That feels crucial for safety. What other areas are benefiting from this kind of internal simulation?
Think about robotics, especially in places humans can't easily or safely go, like inside a super hot metallurgical factory or deep sea exploration, or even maintenance tasks in space.
Right, you wouldn't want the robot learning by making mistakes there.
Definitely not. So the AI can rehearse the entire operation in its virtual world model first, refining the steps, anticipating problems. It drastically cuts down risks and costs.
That's huge. Anywhere else?
Yeah. It's also starting to make waves in science and medicine. Researchers are using AI world models to tackle really complex problems.
Rough.
Things like predicting how proteins will fold.
Which is massive for drug discovery.
Exactly. Or simulating new molecular structures, forecasting climate change patterns. They're becoming this new kind of tool, a key for unlocking future discoveries. It's incredibly broad.
Wow. Okay. So given all that potential, it's really no surprise that this has become like the new hot racetrack for the big tech companies, right?
Absolutely. The investment and talent pouring into world models right now is immense. It's a major focus for the giants.
So who's leading the charge? What are the different approaches we're seeing?
Well, what's fascinating is seeing the different philosophies emerge. Let's take Meta. Their VGPT 2 model, announced for 2025, it's trained on just a staggering amount of video, over 1 million hours.
1 million hours, wow.
Yeah, and their focus is heavily on robotics and self-driving. They talk about its zero-shot control planning.
Zero-shot, meaning?
Meaning the robot can figure out how to do complex tasks in new situations with objects it hasn't seen before without specific training for that exact scenario. It suggests a deeper, more generalized understanding.
Like it has common sense about physics.
Exactly. Meta explicitly aims for physical intuition. Like, the AI inherently understands a ball will roll off a table, or that objects still exist even when hidden object permanence. Jan LeCun, their chief AI scientist, sees these models as absolutely central to getting AI to think and act like humans.
So Meta is trying to bake in a kind of fundamental physics understanding. What about others? NVIDIA.
NVIDIA is playing a slightly different game with Cosmos. They're positioning it as a world foundation model platform. Think open, customizable, and really good at generating synthetic data on a massive scale.
Synthetic data, fake data.
Highly realistic simulated data. Cosmos is trained on over 20 million hours of real-world video, human interactions, environments, industrial settings, robots. This lets it predict and simulate physical interactions for cars and robots incredibly well.
Okay, 20 million hours, that's a lot. It's vast. And they use a clever mix of techniques. Autoregressive models for predicting sequences, and diffusion models for generating realistic visuals. This combo helps them create physically consistent simulations very quickly, which drastically speeds up development for anyone using their platform. They even have specific tools like Cosmos Transfer 1 for pre-training robots.
So NVIDIA wants to be the underlying engine, the simulation provider for everyone else building physical AI.
That seems to be the strategy, yeah.
Yeah.
Building the essential infrastructure. And then you have Google DeepMind. They formed a dedicated world model AI team late last year, actually poached Tim Brooks, who used to head OpenAI's Sora video model.
Interesting move. What's their focus?
Their big push seems to be on multimodal fusion, really integrating text, image, and video understanding deeply together. The goal is large generative models that simulate the physical world holistically.
So understanding the world through all senses at once. Yeah. Kind of, yeah. They already developed a model called Genie that simulates virtual worlds and interactions for things like gaming, training simulations, robotics. And Google's main AI, Gemini, is also evolving heavily towards world model integration. They want to unify understanding, reasoning, decision making, essentially building the next generation of AI assistants that really get context and can take action in the world.
So Meta focusing on intuition, NVIDIA on the simulation platform, and Google on multimodal holistic understanding. Really different angles.
Very different, but all pushing towards that same goal of AI understanding and interacting with the physical world.
It's incredibly compelling. This whole idea of AI getting its own internal world for prediction and planning, the potential feels enormous.
It really does. Now, of course, there are still big challenges. Getting the models perfectly accurate, giving them reliable long-term memory, making sure they generalize well to truly novel situations. Mm-hmm. These are hard problems.
Right. It's not solved yet.
Not by a long shot. But the momentum right now is just huge. You've got the massive data sets, the incredible computing power, and brilliant people from different fields all working on it. World models really do look poised to become the sort of operating system for AI's logical thinking and decision making.
The foundation for AGI.
Yeah.
Artificial general intelligence.
Many believe it's a critical stepping stone, yes. The fundamental groundwork. If you step back and think about it, when AI can genuinely dream in its mind, simulate possibilities, and then effectively strategize for reality,
that internal world will inevitably reshape our external world.
Profoundly. It further blurs those lines between human capability and machine capability.
So, think about this. What does it ultimately mean for you, listening right now? Imagine a future where AI doesn't just follow instructions, but uses its own imagination to navigate, predict, and even reshape our physical world with the kind of foresight that, well, it used to feel uniquely human. What new possibilities does that open up? And maybe, what new questions does it raise about consciousness, interaction, and our own place alongside these increasingly capable machines?